solemnly swear that I will faithfully, diligently, and impartially execute and perform the duties required of me as a member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and will well and truly obey and perform all lawful orders and instructions which I shall receive as such, without fear, favor, or affection of or towards any person. So help me God.
The Queen's Men. For the first time, authentic stories of the world-famous Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Tales of men who for almost 100 years have helped to keep peace in Canada. The Queen's Men. Queen's Men. True stories of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Names have been changed for family protection. And now transcribe The Queen's Men.
Case, Inspector, manslaughter, wasn't it?
Yes, originally a hit-and-run charge.
Why was the charge changed?
Let's see. As I remember it, it was a nasty business. Man and woman walking along Highway Number 3 in Nova Scotia about 3 or 4 years ago. Happened so fast, the woman could give no description at all of the vehicle, and the man was dead.
Were you on the case, Inspector?
Yeah. It sticks in my mind because there was so little to go on. At first, that is, right after the accident.
All right, now, stand back, everyone. Well back. Edwards, get your men to keep those people
back.
Yes,
sir. Men, over here.
Come on.
Peterson says he's dead, all right, Sergeant.
Oh, Peterson and his pre-med course. Certainly he's dead. I knew that. Did you find anything else yet?
Oh, no skid marks, unfortunately. He mustn't have even slowed down. Nothing except a few smithereens of glass. Mirror, it looks like.
Well, gather them up carefully. How's the woman?
Oh, she's incoherent. In a real state of shock.
You think she was hit at all?
No, I don't think so.
Wish that ambulance would get here. As soon as it does, we'll get these spectators on their way and do some scouting around. Amazing, the fascination an accident has for people.
Excuse me, could I get through, please?
Who's that?
Doctor, perhaps.
Officer. Oh, officer, can I have a word with you?
What about? What's your business?
My name is Brown. I'm just... Would you let me through, please?
All right, let this man through, will you? Come on, come on.
Have you something to do with this accident?
No, I didn't know anything about it till I just pulled up now. Are you the officer in charge?
I'm Sergeant Maynard of the RCMP. Those men over there are provincial police. Now, what is it you have to say?
Well, my name is Brown. I'm a salesman, you see. But traveling on the road all the time, I get to notice things as I drive along.
Yeah.
I'm a lady's glove.
Look, what's that got to do with what I'm doing right now?
As I was going to say, a few miles back, I passed a big dump truck parked by the road without lights. A dark night tonight. I almost hit it before I saw it. Well, I kind of thought to myself, this constitutes a hazard to moving.
Yeah, traffic. You're right, it does. So what?
Well, I didn't stop or anything, but as I went by, I happened to take a look at the name of the truck, Barrington Transport, it said in big white letters.
Barrington Transport? You know anything about that outfit, Jacket?
It's Trans-Canada Transport, I think. They usually have a few trucks operating here in the Maritimes.
So, when I saw you officers here, I thought maybe you should know about this guy before he causes an accident.
Yeah. Thank you for your information.
What kind of an accident is it?
Well, looks like hit and run.
Say, maybe...
May we take your full name and address, Mr. Brown, in case we should want to ask you any further questions?
Well, sure thing, officer. Delighted. Anything at all I can do.
Look, what direction were you traveling, north or south?
I was coming south.
I see. How far would you say this truck was from here?
Oh, about 3 miles, I'd say.
Right. Please go and speak to that officer over there. That's Constable Edwards, and he'll write down the particulars.
Sure, I'll do that. Good luck on this case, man.
Yeah, cheery fellas, these salesmen, even in the face of death.
He was traveling south, and the hit-and-run driver was going north. So it's barely possible the man might have driven on about 5 miles and then stopped. You know, he'd be pretty shaken up. No one commits this sort of crime on purpose.
You think there's a chance, then, that
there's always a chance, Jacket. If all we have is some broken glass, we'd better look into this.
Here comes the ambulance.
Good. Edwards.
Yes, sir.
Come here a minute, will you?
I just talked to that fellow Brown.
Yeah. We think we'll look into it. Did the woman, what's her name?
Mrs. Malley.
Was Mrs. Malley able to say what sort of vehicle it was? Truck or car?
No,
or...
unfortunately, she was so stunned she had no idea at all.
Pity that. Well, you take care of the ambulance. Get these people cleared out and continue your on-the-spot investigation.
Okay, Sergeant.
Jacket and I are going on down the highway and see if we can locate that truck. Come along, Jacket.
What's the speedometer say, Sergeant? How far have we come?
Well, let's have a look. 4 5/8.
We should have passed the location of the truck then.
We'd be pretty lucky if he was still sitting there. Probably just stopped for a few minutes to collect himself.
What goes on in the mind of a driver like that, do you suppose, Sergeant?
At the time of the accident?
Yeah. He panics, certainly, but does it occur to him to stop? Does he envision the consequences if he doesn't? Does he hesitate?
Darned if I know. You spend too much time looking for reasons, Jacket. It's our job to catch up with offenders, not dissect them.
Well, sometimes, though, it makes it easier to figure out what a man's going to do if you have some idea how his mind operates. What's that up ahead?
Those flares? Roadblock, I guess. I expect the commissioner set up immediate roadblocks when the report came in.
Well, no truck.
Well, now, as there's a roadblock here, we've narrowed him down anyway. Let's see if he's got through.
It's Sergeant Robson.
Robson?
That you, Sergeant Mainland. Oh, and Jacket. What's happening up the road?
Quite a crowd. Ambulance just turned up.
This highway practically deserted this time of night. But as soon as there's an accident, the people appear in droves.
Yeah. Tell me, Sergeant, you let a truck through here?
Truck? No. Half a dozen cars, that's all. Giving them a good going over, but no truck.
Then if he didn't pass you and he's not anywhere in this 5 mile stretch of highway, he must have turned down some side road or into a lane.
Well, that's a strange thing for a trans-country transport to do, Sergeant. They stick to the highway.
That's right. No reason to turn off on this stretch of highway particularly. Well, thanks, Sergeant. We better get back down the road, then report to headquarters. Now, here are the fragments of glass picked up at the scene of the accident, Inspector.
Mirror, eh?
Yes, sir. On examination of the spot in daylight, first thing this morning, more glass was found.
Any other clues lying about?
No, sir. Nothing but the glass. Now, the coroner states that from the nature of the injuries sustained by the deceased, this James Halliday, it seems probable that his head was struck by some part of the vehicle.
Mm.
This all seems to point to the possibility of a projecting rear vision mirror.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Gives us something to look for on the vehicle.
Mm. Well, broken rear vision mirror can be replaced.
Yes, of course, sir. I've assigned a detail to check all service stations and garages for that eventuality.
And what about this Barrington transport?
Well, Constable Jacket began an investigation early this morning to obtain information about which of their trucks are working in the district. He had an interview planned with the local representative of the company to check the authorized movement of the line's vehicle.
What do you think, Sergeant? Think there's much indication that the driver of the truck is our man?
No indication at all, Inspector, I'm afraid. Just that the driver was breaking one law in parking without lights. Maybe he'd break another, that's all. And, of course, having nothing more to go on...
Yes, yes, of course. There aren't many leads in this case.
No. And the woman is of no use whatever. Can't even remember whether it was a car or a truck.
Is she Halliday's wife?
No, he wasn't married. They were good friends, though. She's pretty broken up. You know, hit and run is a brutal thing, Inspector. Little though we have to go on, I'm determined...
Excuse me.
Look, that may be Constable Jacket, sir, reporting about his interview with the trucking company. I told him I'd be in your office.
Perhaps you'd better take it, then.
All right, thanks. Inspector Templeton's office. Sergeant Maynard speaking.
Hello, Sergeant. It's Jacket.
Yeah?
Shall I come up there with my report?
Yeah, do that. But tell me briefly what you found out.
Well, Barrington say they have 2 trucks operating in this district, both on the road last night.
Yes?
I've called in on one of the 2 drivers, a fellow named Barrett. He seems to be in the clear. He has proof that he was on Highway 1 last night. His rear vision mirror is intact and certainly doesn't look as though it had been newly replaced, so he's out.
Well, what about the other one?
Well, here's where we get interesting. The driver's name is Harry Preston. He was presumably on Highway 2 last evening with a run scheduled for the town of Sinclair.
Yeah?
Well, we can't locate him, Sergeant. Can't find him or his truck this morning. He never did get to Sinclair and didn't report back to the company.
Say, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think so too, Sergeant.
Look, you better proceed back to headquarters and we'll plan the next step.
Right, Sergeant.
Inspector, looks as though a casual lead may have started us in the right direction. If the indications are correct, we should have this case wound up in a day or so.
In just a moment, we'll return for the second part of this true story of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Queen's Men. And now we return you to the Queen's Men.
This looks like a house up ahead. 38, is it?
Yes, Sergeant.
Pull into the driveway.
Right.
Depends on what his wife can tell us, of course. But a truck and driver can't disappear entirely from this kind of country.
Want me to come in with you?
Yeah. Keep track of what's said.
Well, I hope the wife is home.
We'll soon find her if she isn't. What did the officials at the Barrington office have to say about this man?
Oh, Preston? Well, they said he was a reliable driver.
Uh-huh.
He's never failed to deliver before, nor has he vanished like this.
Anything else? How about his personal character?
Well, they didn't seem too enthusiastic about him, but he did his job satisfactorily. They couldn't quite believe he'd pull a hit and run.
It's hard to believe that of anyone.
Yeah, you're right, Sergeant. This is the sort of crime I don't like. In all probability, there's no criminal intent. Just a mistake. A bad mistake, and then panic.
Yep.
Oh, good morning. Are you Mrs. Preston?
Who are you?
Sergeant Maynard of the RCMP, ma'am. This is Constable Jacket.
How do you go?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Preston. What do you want?
Well, we'd like to make some inquiries about your husband.
Why? What's Harry done?
Oh, we're not at all sure he's done anything, Mrs. Preston. We're just checking.
Well, you better come in, I guess.
Thank you.
Come on in the living room.
Oh, thanks. Is your husband at home by any chance?
No, he's not at home. Sit down.
Thank you.
Thanks.
When did you last see him, Mrs. Preston?
Look,
it'll be better for everyone if you answer our questions, ma'am. You see, if he's guilty of anything, we'll find him in the long run. If he's innocent, then you'll do him no harm in being honest.
I haven't seen him since after supper last night. He hasn't been home all night. I'm so worried. I just can't imagine what... He's never stayed away all night before.
I see.
Except when he was on an all-night run, but he always told me when he was. He was supposed to be home by midnight last night.
And can you tell us what occurred before he left last night? What was his state of mind?
Not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean, had you had a quarrel?
No. Well, not exactly a quarrel. I did tell him he shouldn't have another drink when he was on a drive.
He was drinking.
Well, yes, he was, officer. He was mad because another driver got a raise, and he asked for one and didn't get it.
And you say he's never stayed away before without telling you?
No, never.
Now then, Mrs. Preston, have you any idea at all where he might be?
Why, no, officer. If I knew, I'd get in touch with him.
Well, how about his friends? Have you tried contacting any of them?
Yes, I phoned everyone I know. No one's even heard from him. He just seems to have vanished.
I see. Well, then, that'll be all for now, Mrs. Preston. We appreciate your cooperation, and if you hear anything further, I wish you'd get in touch with us.
All right.
Your attention now, men. It's approximately here that the truck was reported seen parked without lights. 3 miles south of here is the location of the accident. About 2 miles north was our roadblock. Now, he didn't pass the roadblock, so it would appear that he turned off the highway somewhere in this 5-mile stretch. You get me?
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen. Our job is to scour this area with a fine-tooth comb. Watch for tire tracks. Remember, of course, that every farmer in this area owns a truck. But you've all been given a pattern of the Barrington truck tire marks, so check them carefully.
Okay.
All right. Just a minute. Investigate every farmhouse in the area. If a strange truck was on anyone's premises, they should know. If he sought refuge with a friend around here, they may try to cover for him. So question everyone thoroughly, and remember this one thing. The longer the man is at large, the better chance he has of eluding us. So get to work, and work fast. Disperse, men.
Okay.
Jacket.
Yes, Sergeant?
Wheel your horse around and come with me. We're going to check the bush areas and gravel pits. Any of the places where a truck may be hidden. Hold still there, beauty. I know. You're anxious to start the hunt. There we are. Let's go. We'll cut across this field, Jacket.
RCMP. I'm investigating the accident that occurred on the highway last evening.
That hit and run. Anything I can do, Constable?
Are you acquainted with a man named Harry Preston?
Preston? No. Is he the guy that did it?
Well, that we don't know yet. Did you hear a truck on your property last evening?
You think you hit him with a truck?
Well, we don't know anything yet, just investigating. Would you mind showing me over your property?
Officer, I don't know a thing about it.
This is quite a long lane leading up to your house. A truck could enter and park without your hearing it, couldn't it?
Well, could, I suppose.
What are these tire marks here? Do you own a truck?
Yep. Drove it up the lane just this morning.
You see, I have two sons.
Yep. They do most of the farming these days.
Perhaps they're acquainted with Harry Preston.
Not that I know of.
I'd like to talk to them.
Why, sure, officer.
Marshal! Take a right up to the bush there and give it a careful going over.
Yes?
Well, I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am, but is your husband working in the fields?
Yes, he's down in the east pasture.
Well, would you direct me there, please?
Mm-hmm.
And on our way, I'd like you to think back and recall whether you heard a truck on your property last night.
You looking for me, Watson?
Yes, Sergeant. Oh, there, Elmer. I thought I'd find you around here.
Did you locate something?
I think so, Sergeant. Farmer over on the next concession, name's Cardney. I think he knows the truck driver, Harry Preston.
Well, how come? Did he admit knowing him?
No, said he didn't. But I thought he was lying, acted nervous and wanted to get away. I checked truck marks in his lane. They're smeared, but they seem to match the Barrington truck. I have a couple of men watching his place now.
Good work. I'll come along and question him myself. While I'm doing so, you give his property a good going over. Jacket?
No sign of the truck yet, eh, Sergeant?
No. You'd wonder a man could hide a truck that size.
Oh, Sergeant!
Come on, Jacket.
You better come over here, Sergeant. Tire marks.
What?
Leading into the bush here.
Watson, go on back and watch that farmer. Keep a constant eye on him, but keep your men concealed. I'm going to investigate Jacket's tire marks.
Yes, Sergeant.
You'd better tell the truth, Cardney. We've located Harry Preston's truck, and it's only a matter of time before we find Preston himself. You'll be guilty of obstructing justice if you have any knowledge of the man and withhold it from the police.
Hey, look, I don't want to get into any trouble, but I don't want to get Harry in trouble either.
Then you do know him.
Oh, yes, yes, I know him. But I didn't know anything about the accident, honest. Not until I read it in the papers this morning.
When did you last see Harry Preston?
Last night. Last night he dropped in here just for a visit, he said.
Uh-huh. Did he have his truck with him?
He said he parked it behind the barn. I kind of thought that was a funny place for him to park his truck, and I said so.
What did he say?
Nothing. He acted kind of funny and said he was tired. Said he only dropped in to have a little rest before going on to Sinclair.
I see. Did he appear to have been drinking?
Oh, no, he was cold sober. I noticed his hand was kind of shaking, though, now you mention it.
Uh-huh. What time did he arrive here?
Oh, I didn't notice exactly, but 'twas after 10, I know, because I went down to the chicken house at 10, and it was after that.
The accident occurred at 9:20, Sergeant.
Yeah. What time did he leave?
About an hour later.
Did he say where he was going?
Said he was going on to Sinclair to deliver his load.
Anything else?
No, not that I can remember.
Well, please try to remember every word that was said, Mr. Cardney.
He didn't say anything else. I know he didn't, because his wife's been phoning here, and I've been trying to think.
All right. Men, we got to start a systematic search of the woods and all barns and outbuildings. He's obviously on foot. He can't be far from here. We've got to get him before nightfall.
Sergeant Maynard asked me if I'd come back and report our progress, Inspector, and asked for another search patrol to be sent out immediately.
They're already being organized. I figured he'd want more men. Now the truck's been found, it's a case of a thorough ground search.
Yes, sir.
The men will be ready in 15 minutes. You can lead them back to Maynard. Meantime, I've just received the report of the investigation of the truck.
Oh? What did they find, sir?
Here are the photographs. You'll note the badly smashed rear vision mirror.
Oh, it sure is. Whole thing seems badly bent as well.
Yes. It really hit something with tremendous force. Now, the laboratory tests reveal particles of blood and hair. The test as to whether it's human hasn't come through yet. But from the height of the mirror, it's obvious a human was struck.
Yes, I see what you mean.
What with the circumstances, truck hidden and the driver apparently eluding us, it points pretty definitely to Preston.
Well, now it's just a case of...
Excuse me. Yes? Oh, they are. Good. Your men are ready, Jackass. Good luck.
Yeah, the footprints match Preston's shoe, all right. Now then, the footprints indicate that he entered this section of bush right here. Constable Haley has conducted a search around the fringe of the bush, and there are no footprints to indicate he came out anywhere.
Then he's in there, Sergeant.
He's in there, all right. Corporal Stevens, you remain here with your group. We'll spread along this 100-foot front. Edwards?
Yes, Sergeant.
Take your men around to the west.
Right.
Peterson, you cover the east, and Jackett the south.
Yes, Sergeant.
Now look, we'll form a large circle and gradually condense the circle as we move in. I doubt he'll be armed. The only weapons you'll need to carry are your knives and wire cutters. Now cut your way directly through, no matter what obstacle, so that we don't have to break in the circle.
Right.
No talk. Move as quietly as you can. The closer we can move in, the easier he'll be to take. All right? Now start spreading out. This is the final round in this case.
Yet. And the bush is getting a bit thicker here.
Only hope we can find our own way out.
Wait a minute. I think I heard something.
It came from the right, over there.
All right. Quietly now.
Just a minute.
You. What do you want?
What are you doing in this part of the woods?
Just looking after my traps. Who are you fellas? You're scaring away all the game.
I'm Sergeant Robson of the RCMP. Can you identify yourself?
Sure. Everybody knows me around these parts. I'm Husing, Bill Husing.
Never heard of you? I know this area pretty well.
Well, I got a letter from my daughter. I arrived only this morning. I'll be here. Hi. Right here in my pocket.
Oh, let's have a look at it. Dear Pop, not heard from me for some time.
Thanks.
Michael's sick. Better than that. Oh, my love, Millie, I... Well, that satisfies me. By the way, have you seen any strangers around here?
No, officer. Only you.
Hey, look, Sergeant. Isn't that somebody in that clearing just ahead?
I didn't see anybody. Wait a minute. Maybe you're right. I just saw something move.
Yeah.
Quietly now. You take the left, I'll take the right. We'll creep up on him.
Right.
Is there anyone there? I said, is there anyone there? Come out.
Your name, Harry Preston?
What's it to do with you what my name is?
I'm Constable Jacket of the RCMP. I want a word with you.
If you want me, you better come and get me.
All right, Sergeant, jump him.
Take your hands off me. You get nothing on me.
Nice work, Sergeant.
All right, Preston. You better come quietly.
So they moved in, and of course they got him.
And the only clues were a handful of broken mirror pieces and a salesman who kept his eyes open.
Nothing much to go on. But that seems to be the pattern for the RCM police. It's no wonder the force holds the reputation it does the world over.
Yep. I'd certainly hate to be on the other side to us. Well, we'd better get back on the job, Inspector, if we're to keep that reputation.
Queen's Men, authentic stories of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Music under the direction of Sidney Torch. Script and adaptation under the supervision of John Adaskin. Produced and directed by Harry Allen Towers.